Okay, let's get into Sefer Yeshayahu, Perachav Ches, as we now take a break from the future events that are going to happen, at least the distant future events that Yeshayahu has been talking about, what's going to happen in the future, Bizman HaGeula, and now we get back to his own generation, the Aseres HaShvatim, a topic that has been discussed much earlier in the Sefer, but now we get back to it, talking about his own nation, his own generation, and warnings that he's going to give. So that's the Perek, starts off with talking to Anshe Doro, Ephraim being the leader of that, even though it's all the 10 tribes, but as the Radak says, he mentions Ephraim because he is the largest. Atah diber al anshei doro b'malchus Ephraim, al ha-shvatim shelo galu adayin, the 10 tribes that have yet not been sent into galus by Sancherev, as we know, the three different stages of their galus. V'hayu misangim b'tov eshaisalahem. The first message is going to be three or four messages from this parak. The first one is the focus on Gashmias, how a focus on the hedonistic really removes oneself from focusing on God, and it could lead to a totally different life than HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Says the Pasuk, hoy, woe! Hoy always means woe, oy vey, it's terrible. Hoy ateres geos shikore Ephraim, those drunkards of Ephraim. Vitzitz novel tzvi sefarto, the used to be the tzvi, the glory, and it's become a tzitz novel, a withering flower. Alshal rosh geishmanim halume yayin, which is on top of the valley of the oil, halume yayin, naming he's calling all of the shvatim by the gashmias that they are focused on. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos even tells us that this is the source, one of the sources that really misled them totally. The Gemara says at the end of the 22nd perek in Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin Amabez, the Gemara tells us, Amr Rabbi Chalbo, Chamra de Purgaisa, Umaya de Duymasis, the wine of Purgaisa, as Yeshayahu starts talking about here, and the water, Kibchu Aseres HaShvatim Yisrael, these items, this wine and water, that cut off the 10 tribes of Israel. What does Rashi say? Kibchu Aseres HaShvatim, Shohayu Ba'alei Hana'a. They were into the Gashvias. That was their goal. V'yasukim Bekach. V'lo Hayoskim B'Torah. Because when that's my focus, I can't have the focus on Torah. V'yatsu L'tarbus Ra'a. When I have different focus other than Torah, then Rachmana L'Islan, it leads to terrible things. And then the Gemara adds the story of even the Tana. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Ikla L'Hassam. Famous story. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, one of the greats that is spoken about in Pirkei Avos. He visited there once. Imshich Basrayu. He was pulled by this Gashmi's focus. Rashi, Achar Hayayin Vaharachitza. After the wine that Yeshayahu speaks about here, and the water, and the springs. I Akar Talmudah. He forgot his learning. Kihadar Asa. When he came back, Kam Lamikre Basafra. He wanted to read a Sefer, and he wanted to read HaChodesh Azelachem. And what did he read instead? HaChereish Haya Libam. Their hearts were closed. And that's not just a coincidence that was the pasuk that he misread. It might not be literally misread, it might be just misunderstood, and that's what his focus was on now. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, among many other Bali Musar, discussed this, and he writes on the danger of having a break, to having a hefset. He's talking about Bein Hazmanim, but it means really any break not focused on being an Eved Hashem. Right? We're talking about the Ma'ayana Miskaber. A hefset b'limud HaTorah, says the Sichas Musar in Maimer Samach Vav. Im a hefset keino mazik kono ra, acha hofech es ha-mayana mizgaber, es leiv anoveya nari nachle Torah lo leiv even v'cheres. Ma nena na, what about us? If we stop, we have to always focus and never have something that's called a hesachadas, and that's what Yeshayahu is screaming about to his generation. They're drunk, not literally drunk from wine, but also drunk from all gashmi focus. We continue, pasuk based. Hine chazak va'amitz l'Hashem. Hashem has a very strong wind. Kizerem barad sa'ar ketev. It's going to be like a storm of hail, a dangerous tempest, the storm. Kizerem mayim kabirim shotfim. Hashem's going to bring his hand, and you're going to be punished. Right now, he's telling his own generation. He goes back and forth. Again, as we mentioned, we don't know why exactly the order of the different topics of the Prakim. But the topics are eternal. Buraglayim tiramasa, they'll be trampled by foot. Ateres geuz, their crowns, shikori Ephraim, they'll be trampled, they'll be pulled off. The Radak says, vizek kulo mashal arov shiflusam. It's saying how high they were and they could be, and how lowly they have stooped. Vahaisa tzitzatz novel tzvisafarto arosh geishmanim. Again, he says that it's the withering flower on their head that used to be kibikura b'terem kai. It's like the first little fruit that becomes ripe. Asher yira haroa osa. When a farmer goes out and sees the first little fruit, he can't even control himself. Boda b'kapo yivlana. He'll grab it and he'll eat it right away because he just can't control himself. That's what's going to happen with Asher. They're going to come. The enemy's going to come and they're going to swallow us up, and they're not going to have any patience. They're just going to take us. That's the first four psukim that's focused on the ten shvatim. Now, as the Radak says, he turns to, so what's going to happen after that? They're not listening. Then they're going to get sent into Golus. And then who's going to be left? Yehuda and Binyamin. So they're going to start off properly. They're going to start off as ones who have learned their lesson. But it will come a time when they will also fall prey to the temptation of Gashmias, as we are going to read in the Navi, by Yomahu on that day, Yi Hashem Tzvakos, La Teretz Tzvi, Yilitzfir, Tzviras Tifaro, L'Sharamo, to the rest of the people, the remainder, Hashem's going to give unbelievable crowns. The Gemara Megillah Daf Tesvav darshins every phrase in this pasuk to mean something beautiful about the people who are committed. L'Ruach Mishpat is done as Yitzro, Yoshev Al Mishpat, done Dinam as Lamito. This is what's going to be in the times of Chizkiyo HaMelech. While Chizkiyo is there, they're going to learn their lesson. And at the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Midon Bad Beersheva, everybody knew halacha. Ula Ruach Mishpat, La Yoshev Al Mishpat. Ulegvura Mishive Melchama, those that come and fight in the war. Rashi says in the war of Torah, Shara at the gates, refers to the Sanhedrin. So there will be a momentary time, a little bit of time where they will follow. And of course, Ashur is going to be destroyed, as we have discussed numerous times in this parak, by the Malach Hashem going around and wiping out the hundreds of thousands of soldiers. Just one ha'ara that the Rabbi Yaakov picks up on two of the words that Chazal darshan from this pasuk. On the words Ruach Mishpat, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kufyat Aleph, says, Harodes Yitzro, the people who are controlled are Yetzer. Vilegvura, the next word in the pasuk, Ha Misgaber Al Yitzro. What's the difference between a rode es yitzro and miskaber? I control my yitzer. They both mean controlling and overcoming my yitzer. Says Rabbi Yaakov, we have the normal controls of yitzer. Kolachu chayim normaliyim shel adavar v'kocho. But sometimes there are supernatural kochos that we have, and we don't even know we have them. Sometimes there's kamosha on a roam b'shas adleika. There's a fire, Rachman al Islan. People carry things that they normally, it's not normal that what they could carry. Sometimes something, a car is stuck on something. People lift up a car. They can't lift up a car, but when there's ein brera, when they're under pressure, they could do it. So that's what happens when we're physically in danger. We have to realize we have that spiritual power too. Not just Rodes Yitzro, but Mizgaber al Yitzro. One of them meaning the natural overcoming that we have the power to do, and the other means the supernatural. When there's a Yitzro, when there's an Isayon, we have to act so strongly. But now getting back to Yeshayahu. Gam Eile, Pasig Zayin. But even these, the Yayin Shagu, they will fall. Even though they're left, and they saw what happened earlier, they will fall to the same prey. They will fall into the Gashmi problems. The Rav Schwab writes, and he wrote this a number of years ago. He says, isn't it very sad? Again, not in the same way, but somewhat parallel. We're also She'er Amo, as the Navi called, right? Living after the World War II. And what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so much back. And what's the focus of our life? What is Yeshayahu bemoaning here? Focus on Gashmias, says the Rabbi Schwab. Affluence and luxury began to become a way of life for us, much more than it was ever before the destruction of Europe. Without going into detail, suffice it to say that Jewish life today, even in the frum circles, has incorporated in itself the pursuit of luxuries. All, of course, with a glatt kosher stamp. The pursuit of a luxurious life is a slippery slope to the softening and eventual abandonment of core Jewish values. Says Rabbi Schwab, we have to remember always what's the means and what's the ends. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something, it has to be used as a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and not to lose focus and chas v'shalom become, like Yeshayahu describes, drunk in our Gashmi focus. Even the leaders, Shagu Bashechar, they wander, shagu baroe, they make mistakes on what they see, or others say it means roe, what the Navi tells them, they don't listen, paku palililia, and they just pervert justice. And now we have a pasuk that's made famous by the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Pasuk ches, ki kol shulchanos mal'u ki tsoa. All of the tables are full of excrement, full of tsoa, beli makom, without any place. What exactly does that pasuk mean? So we know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us in the third parak that this is a reference to people who get together and don't have any Torah on their table. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Sha'achlo Shulchan Echad, Velo Amru Alav Divrei Torah. Three people that ate at a table, they didn't say Divrei Torah, Ki Ilu Achlu Mizivchem Esim. Like they ate from a table of dead. Shademar, Ki Kol Shulchan Esmole, Ki Tzoa Bali Makom. So Tzoa, Ki could be an Avodah Zarah, could be dead. Either way, it is something terrible. Again, Rav Schwab says, maybe we could focus on one word, a love, Divrei Torah. Even if there's Torah, is the meal focused? Is the Torah above the table? Ba'amru, a love. Or he says whether there's no Torah or not. He says, but even if I'm Yotze, I'm Divrei Torah, but I'm eating like, I'm not eating with Derech Eretz, and I'm Yachila Gasa. So even with the Torah, it might be Kilo Achli Mizivchem Esim. But on the more simple level, he says, imagine a meal. The entire meal has no mention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no mention of anything spiritual. That's Kilu Achlu, Miziv Chemesin. Rabbi Lau, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos in the Yachal Yisrael, discusses this also. He says, imagine, Ima Se'uda Mitchila Vatsofa Avra Lolo Makom. What does it mean? The end of the Pasuk? Bali Makom? Hamakom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the meal goes without Askar Shem Hashem, Lelo Dvar Torah Kol Shehi, Hari Zeh Beli Makom, Lelo Ashras HaShchina, Kach Noteres HaSeuda, Kisuda Shel Zivchei Mesim, Tikrov HaSavodah Zarah. We have to realize that the food and the meal is just a means. If we don't have any Torah, that means the meal is an ends by itself. But when we say Torah, continues Rabbi Lau, Kasher Adam Omer Divrei Torah Bisudasa Hu Mochiach, Ki Etzlo HaAchila Eina Matara, Ela Emsoi LaAvodes Hashem. It's just a means, Tachliso L'Seis Koach LaGuf, so that I could have Koach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yishayo here is saying what he sees in the future, what the 10 tribes are doing, and what eventually the other, even Yehuda, is going to fall prey. There is a discussion, just a halachic, you know, we have to be yotze, we don't want to make sure our shulchan is not mizivche mesim. What about if I bench? Does benching count? So the Bartanura, the Rav Bartanura on that Mishnah, quotes, ubevirchas hamazon shemavarchen ala shulchan yotze diyecho vasan. Because you mentioned Malchus Beis David and Meretz Yisrael and Bris Mila and Talmud Torah, the Chashav Kilo Amr Lev Divrei Torah, Kach Shamati. He quotes that in the name of Shamati. And the Tosfos Yadav also quotes it. But if you look on the side of the Mishnah and the Tosfos Chadashim, he quotes from the Reishis Chachma, Mishara Kedusha, quotes from the Zohar. It says, of course not. Shed Tzarek Dafka Divrei Torah Mamish. V'chei Nira Pashna Lishna Demas Nisan. Midaloka Amar V'lo Mavarech in Birchas Hamazon. And are we talking about Rishayim that aren't saying Birchas HaMazon? Of course we're benching. But it still says we have to have a Divrei Torah. So that's a Chiddush Gadol of the Rav Bartanura that you could be Yotze with benching. But either way, we continue. So Yishayahu Navi is giving this message, too much Gashmias. And he says, at this stage, if that's the focus, es mi yoredeyav, es mi yavin shmua, yoredeya. The tour got it from this pasuk. Who are we going to teach? Who's going to understand? Everybody's going to have a different focus. Nobody's going to be interested in Torah. So who are we going to teach? Who are the only ones left? Gemulei mechalav, babies who were just weaned from milk, atiki mishadayim. They're the only ones that are going to be available to teach. Right, the people, the little babies. Rashi quotes Tupshatim really on this pasuk. The little babies or people who have left Torah. Torah is nimshal for techalav, and therefore, like we've spoken in the other context, a mother giving milk is like a rebbe giving Torah. So who are we going to teach? Just the babies, just people who have left Torah? Nobody's going to want to hear. And then says the Yishayo, ki tzav litzav, kav lekav, kav lekav. Commandments and commandments, lines and lines, Ze'ersham, Ze'ersham. What does this pasuk mean? Very unclear. But each one of the pshatim that we'll mention has an amazing message. Rashi says, Sav Letzav, what does that mean? Whenever you mention a mitzvah to them, they'll say back a mitzvah that, a svara that, oh no, the Avodah Zarah says to do this. Whenever you say something, they'll have an answer back. Sav Letzav, Kav Lekav. Whatever we say in time, try to inspire, they have an answer back. Sometimes people have such an anti-Torah attitude, no matter what we say, no matter what a mashpia says, there's like a brick wall and they'll answer back. That's the attitude that Yeshayahu was talking about. The Radak says, no, tzav l'tzav means little by little. But they're at such a level, they have to treat him like a little child. Just give him a little bit, then a little bit, then one halacha, and one halacha, because they can't handle more than that. Rabbi Schwab says a third idea. Maybe it's the attitude of those who don't see the beauty of Torah. It's just a list of yeses and nos and do's and don'ts. Tzav, a yes. Kav, there's a line. Up until here, I can't go. He assumes tzavs are the mitzvah saseh. Kavs are the low saseh. That's all there is. There's so many yeses, so many nos. I've had enough already. Give me a, it's had such a headache. Says Rabbi Schwab, that's the pasuk, tzav letzav, but all, according to all of these pshatim, Yeshayahu is giving musar. It'll be Greek, we'll start teaching them Torah, we start trying to talk to them about halacha, it'll mamish be like another language. Sheramar Alehem, says Yeshayahu, I'm telling you what the secret is. Zos ha-menucha. You want to know real menucha, real serenity in life? Hanichu la'ayev, to give rest to the weary. Zos ha-margeya, Torah. Focus on Torah, focus on mitzvahs. That's the secret. The Radak says, Tzarech she'yomad, he's teaching them that just focus on what, if you focus on what I'm saying to you, it's going to be good for you. You're going to be safe. You're going to be secure. That's the sod of simcha. But velo avu shemoa. They don't want to listen. They don't care. The Meshech Chachma writes in Dvarim, in Chaf Hei Zayin, there's a difference when the Torah says, or the Navi says, lo chafetz and lo ava. Lo chafetz means, I thought about it, but I decided not to. Lo ava means, it wasn't even a havamina. I don't even want to listen. So one of the pasukim he quotes is right over here. Velo ava l'shmoa. They don't even want to hear. It's not that they heard and they decided. They don't want to hear. Hashem says, and because of that, Yeshayahu says, V'hayah lohem dvar Hashem, play on words. You say that's your attitude to Torah, Hashem's going to mean our punishment. Tzav l'tzav, tzav l'tzav, kav l'kav, mida k'neged mida. L'man yelchu v'kashlu achar v'nishbar, you'll eventually be broken. V'nokshiv l'nokadu, even talking about Yehuda and Binyamin, who we'll talk about Hashem in the next parak, where we talk about the Churban itself. V'lachein shimu dvar Hashem anshei latzon. So listen up, you scoffers. We'll get back to that, Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Moshe amazeh, even the leaders, asher b'yushalayim, ki amartem. Yeshayahu says, you've made this deal. Karasnu brisim maves, es maves. We've made a deal with death. You, some of you are acting, says Yeshayahu, like you made a deal with death. Death is not going to take you. We figured it out. We're not going to die. Karasnu bris es maves. V'im sheol asinu chose. We've made an agreement with Sheol, with Gehenim. It's not going to happen, says Yeshayahu. Shod shoteif ki yavar lo yivoenu. Treachery and falsehood. That's what's protecting us. B'shekhan is tarnu. We're going to be okay. Nothing's the problem. It's not going to happen. Lochein ko amar Hashem Elokim. Hinni yisad b'tzion oven even. No. Says Yeshayahu. If you have that attitude, this pasuk again has a lot of different pshatim. If you, Rashi says it's talking about the Melech HaMashiach, the Radak says it's talking about Chizkiyahu, again, the process, continuing the context of the Navi. Let's go with the Radak's pshat. There's gonna be one strong stone, and that's gonna be Chizkiyahu. Bochan pinas yikras, Musa, gonna be strong. Hamam and lo yachish, you won't believe it's gonna happen, it's not gonna happen so soon. Visamti mishpat, and he is going to try to perform mishpat, he's gonna try to bring people back. Mishpat lakav, utstaka l'mishkalas, he's gonna bring weights and measures and righteousness. Viyah bar machse, kazav. He's going to try to get it back. According to Rashi, this means Mashiach's going to come, but before that, there's going to be all of this. And what's he going to do? The chupar brischem es maves. He's going to nullify and prove wrong your covenant with that you had with death. If you don't do mitzvahs and you don't come back to Torah, you're going to be punished. The chazuschem esholo takum. Your agreement and your covenant with death and with Gehenim, it's not going to happen. If yisem lo lemirmas, you will be trampled. Pasachaf, ki katsara matza mi yistareya, the cover or the blanket won't be enough for you to be protected from. And there won't be any room. You'll have to run out from the enemy. The Gemara in Yuma says this is a reference to Menashe when he put the Avodah Zarah into the Kodesh Kadashim. There's not enough room in here for the two of us. That's when the Churban Bayis was one of the final gzeris, one of the final pieces of evidence against us that happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not staying here. Ki kahar pratsim Yakum Hashem, Keime Givon, Yirgaz. What is this saying? Yeshayahu says, like in the Har Pratzim, when David HaMelech fought the Plishtim. Givon, when Yoshua won in Emek, when he fought the five kings to protect the Givonim. Just like those words, Hashem was with us, He's going to be against us. Lasos maaseu zor maaseu. V'lavod avodasu nachria avodasu. Why? Because we don't take this seriously. What's the mida of not taking tochacha seriously? Here it is again. He said it earlier in Pasuk Yudalad Anshe Latzon, but here he says again, V'ata al tislo tzatzu. Don't have late sonus. Pen yechs gumos reichem. Your punishments are going to be stronger. They're going to wrap you. Ki kolav anechras Hashem mati meiz Hashem elokim tzvos akol aretz. It's going to be bad. The mid of late sonus. We spoke about the focus on gashmius earlier in the parak. Here Yeshayahu says late sonus. It's such an evil midah. What is leitzanis? What is leitzanis? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, talks about somebody who has the attitude of leitzanis is yisurin. Leitzanis is when we poke fun. We don't take things seriously. A malik, the Medrash says, is our leitzim. What a leitzim! You could have an MS in front of you, and I could poke fun and undermine everything. Right? What does Rashi quote leitzanis? Beginning of Toldos, late Sonne Hador said, from Avimelech, Sarah was Nisaber. Everybody knew, Avram and Yitzchak. No, you could take an MS and make it totally turn it on its head. It's not true. It's not true. You can have a whole nation, the whole world believes, and a Malik could come and attack us, and as the Rashi quotes in Kiseitse, they jumped into the bathtub, they cooled off Emuna from the whole world. That's the koach of late sonnes. You can have a whole 2-hour Musar Shmuz, unbelievable. One person makes a little joke, makes a little poke, it's like a needle in a balloon. The whole thing is gone, the whole thing is finished. The Mesillas Yesharim discusses this in Parakeh. The Sichas Musar, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis discusses, he has a whole Maimer, Ayin Zayin, Koach Shel Late Sonnes, the power of Late Sonnes. It's not even serious, just make a little joke. And he quotes from the Mesillas Yesharim, Mafsidei Azehirus Him Aschok V'Halatzon, Umisha Toveya Bahem, Hu Kimisha Toveya Biyama Gadol, Shekashla Ma'oli Himalei. If we have the attitude of Late Sonnes, he said it's like you shoot an arrow, it's like a shield which has oil on it. Everything just slips off. That's the power, and that's what he says. Yeshayahu is saying, please, Al Tislotzatsu, don't have that attitude. And finally, at the end of the parak, there is a mashal. Very unclear what the mashal is trying to teach us. The mashal is about a farmer. He says, Hazinu shimu koli, hakshivu v'shimu, listen up. He talks about threshing and plowing. And Yeshayahu says, will the farmer spend the whole day plowing? No, you'll plow, and then you'll plant seeds, and then you'll water it. You're not going to do the whole plant. You're not going to spend your whole time plowing. And are you going to thresh? Are you going to treat every type of growth the same way? There's barley, and there's wheat, and there's kusmin. There's all different types. And you can't do a wrong preparation to something that's not supposed to have that preparation, or else you're going to ruin it. And that's the mashal. And then the parak ends off. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hifla Eitza Higdo Toshia. This is an unbelievable wisdom here. What exactly does the mashal mean? Very unclear. So we'll just mention Rashi and the Radak. Rashi and the Radak say that this means, is Hashem going to plow the whole time? He warns. Eventually the warning is going to stop, and he's actually going to bring the punishment. Don't think that it's not going to happen, but you should be, you should know, says Rashi, and the Radak expands. Every single thing is perfectly matim and magia to the person involved and to the Jew involved and to the non-Jews involved. It's not like Hashem is going to treat a barley seed like a wheat seed or a mustard seed like something else. Everything will be pound. Everything will be netanash exactly as it's supposed to be. And this is one of the wonders. Hifli Eitza Higdol Tushia, as we've spoken about in past Prakim. When that day comes, we will be able to look back and see how everything is perfect, and we will also be able to fully understand this last mashal of Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Chavches. Okay, we will stop here.